Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we're off to Copenhagen to check in on the gastronomic developments that have recently taken place on the island of Refshaleøen. Our guides are Scott Chancellor, a chef at Restaurant Relay, and Fanny Josefsson Valle, sommelier from the same restaurant. They took Monaco's Katte Krause for a lazy Sunday tour around the former industrial harbour.
So we've just arrived at Refshaleøen. So it's part of an island just a little off Copenhagen where used to be the old BMW shipyards. So this is now not the case and it's been taken over by a lot of restaurants and creative spaces and things like that. So it's a pretty cool up and coming area. We've just come here just after the massive thunderstorm which we were riding behind.
And we could hear in the background just now people jumping into the water, and it's sort of mid-September, not, you know, it's Danish autumn,
yeah.
But people are still swimming here. How come?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is, I guess, considered not cold weather, but we're at a small boat shed where they have a sauna, and it's a cafe and a casual restaurant as well, which you can actually sit by the water on the docks and grab a bottle of wine and a plate of food and actually just kind of jump in as you like. And it's right at the beginning of the Refshaleøen. You can actually see the gates for the old shipyard that you're entering.
Okay, and we're at our first stop. And I see, well, it's a tiny wooden shed with a very professional looking kitchen. And they're making some cabbage and fish. What is this place?
It's a place called La Banquina that opened last year, I think. They're doing breakfast, lunch and dinner. And pretty simple but delicious food that you can bring outside, even if it's bad weather.
How come? Why can you bring it outside when it's bad weather?
They have some roof where you can sit on by the water, so it's still pretty cozy even though it's raining. You can sit by the water and yeah, have a glass of wine or whatever you feel like. And this was opened by a group of people that already has two restaurants by now. It's Italian-inspired food.
It's an Italian place, but it has a very Danish atmosphere because we're looking out to these big windows over shipyards and old boats, right?
Yeah, and it's also the marine headquarters out here. So it's actually a protected area as well. So it's quite special. It's also a big harbor where you have a lot of houseboats. Beautiful ones. People live there year round.
And it does feel a bit like being in the countryside.
It does. That's why I really love like this part of Copenhagen. I live like 15 minutes away from here, and every time I come out here, it feels like I'm out of the city, but basically in the middle of it.
We've walked over just really a minute from La Banquina over the meadow, and we're standing in the middle of a vegetable garden that's looking out over the water now. Where are we?
Well, we're in the garden of Amas restaurant. So this is a place where both Fanny and I used to work, and it's owned by Matt Orlando, an American chef who used to be the head chef of Noma before he opened this. It's basically a big old warehouse, quite three stories high, quite old brick. And this used to be where they would have all the old workers from the shipyards fixing the old tools and broken machines and things like this. But now converted into a really nice restaurant with graffiti on the wall, playing loud hip-hop at night times, and this beautiful garden with a big polytunnel and open fire pits that people can come and, you know, sit in. Even when the restaurant's closed, people are sitting out here, kind of just having fun, enjoying the space.
So do you actually, as a chef, would you come out here, do they come out into the garden and harvest whatever you need for that day?
Yeah, when we were working here, we would. They have a gardener who maintains everything, and then we'll pick the order list for the day and then bring it in and kind of prepare it. But it's also up to the chefs as well. Like, if you need something, then you should know where it is and how to pick it so that it's, you know, kind of keeping the system going of the harvesting and you're not destroying the plants, all the hard work that the gardener puts in. Yeah, everyone's out here picking things and, I guess, foraging in the garden for what they need for the day as well. So it's really good. There's not many places that have this space in the city. And even though this is out of the city, it's still very close. And I think it's like a little secret spot that people are, even Copenhageners, don't really, or when it opens, didn't really know about.
Now we've walked around Amas, and we're in a really industrial area between sort of warehouses. You can hear some air conditioning going on in the background. Where did you take us?
We're just standing outside of Imperial Distillery, which is a pretty new project from a couple of guys who used to work in the gastro industry and journalists as well. It's in one of the big hangars out here, and they started a distillery where they make vodka and gin as well, I think.
Yeah.
Where they try to distill it from like worms and insects.
Why?
One of the guys who's in this project, called Lars Williams, used to be a creative head chef at Noma, and they started using insects in their food, like ants and things like that, which is also something that is pretty much people talk a lot about these days, where we should use that part from the nature as well in gastronomy. I think they actually had a gin made for Noma out of ants. Like, ants has a natural acidity in there. Goes very well in the gin.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, it's super good. It's really, really good.
What does it taste like?
You get, like, a lot of these botanical flavors coming from it too, which, with the ants and these things, they have the natural defense mechanism. It's some of the same properties that are in plants like coriander or lemon, all these things that you would find the same, I guess, genetic makeup or how whatever it is, but giving these same scents like that. So that's being infused into the gin or the spirits that way. So that's, I guess, the main reasoning for it, because you can just extract these flavors that other cultures have been using in their cuisine for hundreds of thousands of years, and now it's kind of just being embraced into like the Western culture here.
I see. And I think we now have to, you know, sort of hear the wind rising in the background. We might have to flee if there's another thunderstorm coming. We have to escape the Danish weather. We've walked over from the warehouses back towards the water, and we're in another big hangar style building, lots of barrels around us, and it smells of beer.
Yeah, exactly. So we're at Beihau, I think it's pronounced. This is Mikela, his barrel aging room. So Mikela's one of the leading craft brewers, leading the charge in making all these interesting, unique style beers. Yeah, in here you can just see that there's ginormous casks or barrels. And they've probably got some pretty crazy beers aging in there. Yeah, it's open, it's by the water. You can come out here, sit outside, kids are playing, and just have a selection. I think it was 16 on tap over there, so more interesting style beers. And they have festivals out here, bands playing, all sorts of stuff in the summer. Enough space that a lot of people can come and enjoy all the festivities. So it's a really nice spot to be in the summer.
Okay, and Fanny, you as the sommelier, which beer do you think we should be having now?
Number two, Hallo, ich bin Berliner Weisse Raspberry. It's quite fruity and acidic. I like acidic beers.
Okay, we should go ahead with that then. Okay, final stop on our Copenhagen food tour. We're now at, what is this outdoor space still the same? Next to skate park, next to lots of houseboats, but with Jamaican music emanating from this bright pink shipping... No, it's a shipping container or a little hut, basically. Looks like a bit like a shipping container. What is this?
So this is Natur's Vin Bar. So this is a little pop-up natural wine bar that started this summer. And, pretty chill. There's a couple of guys just started it up. So some of them not even in the hospitality industry. And started with the idea of just serving really nice, good natural wine, and people could bring their own food and grill it outside and in the sun and just enjoy the summer and the Danish lifestyle, I guess. And now kind of known amongst a few chefs in the industry here that, you know, if you want to do a pop-up or a little event, that you can come and just do it and have a good time.
Who's doing a pop-up today?
So we've got my good friend Alex, who I've worked with for many years. Actually, one of the first guys I met when I came to Copenhagen and worked with. And he's got a really big passion for reggae and Jamaican-style food. So he's doing jerk chicken today on the grill.
And I'm surprised how outdoors our food tour has been. I didn't expect this, really. So why is this a big thing? People in Copenhagen doing stuff like being outdoors despite the weather?
Yeah, I think you know, when it's summer it's outside, and when it's winter it's inside. And as long as you can drag the summer out here, people will do it. Like, everyone wants to be out for as long as they can before the big winter hits. So even if it's, you know, not so great weather, there's always the possibility. It's Copenhagen. It can be thunderstorms in the morning and bright sunshine and quite hot in the afternoon in summer. So, you know, people want to get as much vitamin D as possible.
This has been episode number 58 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guides for Copenhagen's Rev Charles Owen were Scott Chancellor and Fanny Josefsson Waller of the Restaurant Relay and Monocle's Kati Krauser. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.